Blog Talk Radio.
This is not just a cream. It's the first serum cream. Garnier creates new serum cream. The power of a serum, the moisture of a cream, and the protection of an SPF 30. Three products in one bottle, one step. Choose vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, or niacinamide. Formulas that are clean and vegan.
Baby, how you
for glowing, healthier looking skin. In just one step. Garnier Green Lab Serum Cream by Garnier Naturally.
Great love to everybody. Welcome to the She's This Show. Shout out to everybody. Hey, EZG. Shout out to everybody jumping on. Yes, yes, yes. Welcome back to the She's This Show. Great compassion to you all. Shall you have a sound mind and an open heart to receive what may be for you. Over on Facebook, I am going to say a lot of what I have already said, and I really feel in my heart that throughout all of the chaos, it's just important at times to speak to your heart. It's so important to, ooh, throat chakra lit. It's important to encourage peace of mind. It's important to remind about how important the peace of mind is through our daily routines, through our work ethics, through our family. You know what I'm saying? It's just very, very important. In our world is very, very loud and noisy. Yes, it is, with a lot of lights and a lot of chaos, even excitement and happiness. But it's still important. In these revelational times, I'm talking to everybody, no matter what you believe in, Christian family, everybody, a peace of mind. Here in North America, because of where we are with this global awakening, even those who are not in touch with the grand global awakening, many people who are not even in touch with the awakening, they are still seeing evolution. People are bearing witness to people speaking about things that have never been, that they have never heard of before. People are being led subconsciously to do research and seek information that they didn't even know was happening on the earth. And with this global pandemic, many people who didn't know about spirituality, many people who didn't understand, like myself, about my dreams, what I was seeing as a child, what I would see beyond a human eye, like many of people, now that is being revealed more and more and more and more and more. Even people who are not in touch with esoteric understanding, as in life beyond Earth right now, even people who are not in touch with the supernatural beings from all worlds, yet the common term for supernatural life is termed aliens, or their fleets are termed UFO, unidentifying flying object. Well, me, like many others all around the world, we come to reveal that that's not a unidentified object. These are soul beings that we are familiar with, that we know, that live outside of the atmosphere of Earth, the same places that your souls come from when we incarnate into a physical body, okay? In saying that, millions of people all around the world, all different continents, all different languages, are coming through this individual awakening within. And it's very, very beyond this world. What's inside of us, what's inside our imagination. The evidence is clear of our art, art all around the world, musicians, what we have done with our own hands all around the world, the evolution of the world is taking place. And for all of you who have come to know a new light within you, it is so important that you have a peace of mind. Then people who are not in touch with the esoteric language, with the eternal side of things, you also need a peace of mind so you can get to that. Get to that. When I say get to that, I'm talking about everybody who may be listening that may call people crazy because they're simply speaking about things that you weren't taught, that you didn't hear about. Just because you didn't hear about it, just because the church isn't talking about it, because the school isn't talking about it, your neighbors, your family members, that's not enough to say that what people speak about that has not been heard or is not common to the human brain is not true. It is the truth. That's what's been missing, is the ultimate truth to the human civilization. And I'm talking about beyond your little Google bar, okay? Everybody believes in a God. Everybody believes in a higher source imaginable, in a creator. You see what I'm saying? People believe in some source that has created all the world, all of us. Okay, then. Why would such a source not reveal what is beyond this world? Why not? And this is why I speak a lot. It's not about persecuting. I'm not like you, Christian family. It's just how I say shit. I'll be interrupting your fucking conditioning. That's all that is. We watch all these movies, right? All these movies of all this out of this world stuff. Yet, this is what our world is coming into. Evolution. It is a truth on this planet that people can touch and heal with their hands. Some people can heal people with just a thought. See, salute to everyone who accepts that within you. Salute to everyone who has accepted your gifts. Salute to everyone who has, like, it's like you're coming through a war. Your family is against you because they simply just don't understand. But salute to you for having a peace of mind somewhere to even get to where you are. Because what you're coming into is coming from your heart. And this world was designed for us to function not based on the heart. The plan was to be stressed out and to follow the fucking monkey, okay? This is why, again, in this world, when you be yourself, somebody's going to have a problem with it. Your parents have a problem with you being yourself. They only knew one way, and that was to tell you what they knew. But that time is passing away. Millions of us. People, you call on God all the time. Well, let me tell you something. Church people act like only God gave them the answer. And when we start speaking so profound, I mean, think about it. God is profound. God can do anything. So what's within us, God is within us. For I am an image of God in flesh and blood. With a piece, I'm talking to the church family, with a piece of the Creator in me. This is why the church family pray, right? Because it's something in you that connects to what you feel a connection to in the sky. See, church folks, I want to help you think, because I didn't take on the body to not help you motherfucking think. Let your God water your ass. But since you clicked on here and since you're listening, let me speak up for what you fucking call on. See, what's inside of you, right? You believe in it, right? When you're going through something, to the church family, you feel a spark to want to call on or to go into a devotion or to go into prayer because you believe that there is a science, a connection. That would be quantum energy that is not seen, that lives in you, that connects to what you confess out of your mouth. So that means to my church family, and to some of you enlightened niggas too, because it's all the same shit. It's just broken up into different levels on how niggas perceive the shit. So to the church family, to the religious family, you believe that your prayers are answered because there's something inside of you because you come from God, right? This is why you run your mouth, right? And call on God when you're in trouble, when you get a phone call about a family member, when one of your family members, when you don't feel good, you know what I'm saying? when you lose a business, you know what I'm saying, you pray, you know what I'm saying? You pray for a lot of different things, you know what I'm saying, so that the situation can come to pass, or so that some sort of victory or triumph would be manifest onto you, for something to continue, for something to start, or for something to cease is the most reasons why people pray. So that means that you believe that something outside of this earth that you call God, that you call the creator, that you call the highest source imaginable has a connection with you. Well, there are millions and millions of people all around the world right now that have awakened to that same installation inside of them, and it come with psychic abilities. It come with abilities where people can speak across the earth and change someone's situation. But see, it take a peace of mind. And when you don't have a peace of mind to the church family, you think we crazy. But I got to keep stressing this about the church family, because you sure run your motherfucking mouth. You're running your goddamn mouth. So, because you can run your mouth in this free, it's funny how church folks run their mouth, but when I run my mouth, it's uncomfortable. Like, I ain't got the right to speak. Like, I ain't got free will or freedom of speech. Like, your God got a problem with me, who you believe created everybody. Tell me that. You see what I'm saying? See, that's a problem on this planet. It's a problem on the planet when you have been taught what you know, but I was born with what I say. And you got a problem. That's why you have a problem, because you were taught with what you know, and I was born with what I say. That's clearly why there's a problem in the division right now on this planet between humanity and another part of humanity. Simply, that is the filters of the world. And that's why a lot of you don't got no peace in your life, but I speak it for you. Just like it's things that I did not know, but I come to know, for you don't know. And I'm going to speak for people. Like, we ain't human. Like, we don't get up and care for our families and go to work every fucking day just because you picked up a book and go to a church every Sunday or whatever you represent, honey. Perhaps because you keep doing that is why you don't understand motherfuckers like me. Now, I come from the church, honey. I am Christ-like. I am of the Christian family. The church is me, honey. It ain't the building. That's where we fucked up right there. I come to bring you back to ancient time when we ain't had no building. We still connected with the highest source imaginable, honey. That don't change. God don't change. Let the Christian family change. Tell it. All right, then. Let me take you back to where we are now. Did you catch that? Let me take you back to where we are now, honey. See, the people are the church. The people are the church, honey. Do it look like God need help paying for a motherfucking building when he put you on the planet and blessed us with a whole planet to stand on? When I'm speaking on the terms of what the people know. When this so-called God or creator gave you a whole planet, gave you the oceans, gave you the lake, gave you nature, gave you the trees that even give you messages. Did it look like we needed a motherfucking building? Ain't no right or wrong. Killed you right there. No right or wrong. I thought it all come back to a peace of mind. See, you need a peace of mind. The people who being called crazy have more of a peace of mind than a motherfucker who go into the church and call on my nigga Jesus, my brother, my twin Ray, on top of that. You see what I'm saying? Don't be no peace in their motherfucking life. Uh-huh. But when you get the people like me all around the world, you think we're crazy. Mm-hmm. I wonder the fuck why. I think you crazy for calling on God when you only in trouble. I think that's crazy as hell. I think you crazy for calling on fucking Jesus when in your Bible he told you to look to the Son. Don't look to me. Look to the motherfucking Son. I think you're crazy for not paying attention to the book of Moses, the book of Exodus, where it told you that the church was foolish. I think you're fucking crazy for still having your children in school when your God told you not to be taught by philosophers. But I'm crazy. I'll take that crazy, bitch. I'm crazy enough not to be crazy enough to follow what the fuck man say. Carry on. So in saying that, It all comes back to a peace of mind. See, when you got a peace of mind, you start hearing God, or what you call the creator, or what you call the imaginable, the most highest source imaginable, honey. God start talking to you and telling you all type of phenomenal shit that you wouldn't even fucking believe. What? Wouldn't that be disclosed from us? Not nothing. Why wouldn't, I'm talking to the Christian family, why the fuck would God not reveal to us all things when we are image of God in flesh and blood? You ever think of that? Are you kidding me? Man, when I tell you again, my generation did not incarnate and come through your nuts to y'all niggas born in the 40s and the 50s. We did not come through your nutsack and through your ass, woman, to speak the same language as you. And you're going to have a mother fucking heart attack. You're going to hurt your goddamn self. As long as you keep looking at your nieces, your nephews, people like me, you fucking yourself up because of how you think. That's why you niggas get so bogged all the time when you talk to people like us. You see, love will not return into your void. Love don't do that. Have you motherfuckers all bothered calling us crazy? That's not love. That's confusion. That's chaos. That's operational mind fuck becoming scrambled in your mind when we speak power to you. That's what's happening. It's not that we crazy. It's just that we got an anointing on us that coming off us. Some of us ain't even got to say nothing to you. That's why you get bothered when we come around. You want to go. Yeah, I thought so. Our energy alone when we walk through the motherfucking door make you niggas from auntie to great auntie to your mama make you motherfuckers go left when you need to be going right. That's why we cuckoo now, motherfuckers. Let me tell you something to the Christian family and to you enlightened motherfuckers. All these ancestors you talk about to the Christian family, your great-grandmother, honey, let me tell you something. Your great-grandmothers that's not in flesh and blood no more and your great-great-grandmothers and your grandfathers, they are well alive. I'd advise you to talk to them. See, in the church, they don't tell you that. I wonder why, motherfucker. Your great-grandmother and your great-great-grandmother, your grandfathers, they are well and alive, and they talking. Listen, they can confirm my message. I figured I'd talk about and bring up a party, someone who was a part of you that's not in flesh and blood, that sit on the throne with your God. Think about it. Why wouldn't your great-grandmothers and your great-grandfathers be in touch with you? You know what I'm saying? As they sit on the throne and watch over you, their work ain't done. They got something to say to you, to the Christian family. Let me say something else that's going to fuck your goddamn head up. Because I know what you're going through. You can call us crazy, but I know you're looking at the fucking clock. You don't understand. So all of y'all who in the church, your ass is up at 3, 4, 5 in the fucking morning, and you don't understand that. I'm going to tell you why. Because we are evolving. And that same creator you call on to want to give you a little bit more than what you've been taught. Try to the Christian family. Try being taught by God for real. God don't need help. With just a book. That's it. That's a limitation. Peace of mind, honey. You need a peace of mind to understand the things that I'm saying. I ain't here to force nothing on you. I ain't like some of you. What you call God gave me a beautiful imagination, honey, to go past what the fuck I've been taught on this planet. Are you kidding me? If I come from God, you think that only mankind can give me substance? Think about that. Think, motherfucker. Man can't make my human body, motherfucker. That right there is evidence. Come on now. The world gives mankind too much credit. Please. Let me say something else to you motherfuckers who call us crazy. Mm-hmm. Like I said, you only know how to pray when you're in trouble. You should try praying when you got a peace of mind, when you're happy. My generation's different than you motherfuckers. You so busy calling us crazy to all y'all born in the 40s and the 50s, 60s too. You so busy calling us crazy, you motherfuckers ain't taking care of your bodies. You motherfuckers in the church, you won't even stretch. You don't even acknowledge your embodiment. You don't even speak life to your body. That's why you call people like me crazy, honey.
because you've been injected by fuckery on this planet, honey. You be the first motherfuckers to call us crazy. And y'all don't even understand. You don't even honor your motherfucking bodies. And all you want to tell us and control us with our motherfucking kids. You bitches, you still want us to give our goddamn kids away 5 days a week the same way you gave our ass away. You see what I'm saying? That shit has fucking sunk, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? To the Christian family, you got a God in the motherfucking sky, right? Do it look like we need help with learning, motherfucker? You see what I'm saying? If I can pray for the making a better day, if I can pray for a miracle to heal my body, you think I needed to give my children away 5 days a week when I got the ultimate healer that reigns on me, that speaks through me, that give me the motherfucking keys on how to heal me? Think about that. Why you calling somebody crazy? I want you to think, bitch. You need to say crazy, but you ain't thinking why you saying crazy. You don't ever think why all these people now is speaking a different language? No. Maybe you really running from your motherfucking self, and you niggas running from yourself, and you want to persecute us because deep down inside you know you're miserable, you know you're broken, you know you feel pushed away, you're dealing with shame and motherfucking guilt too. That shit ain't skipped nobody because we all been motherfucking programmed. So to all of you who say that we crazy, yeah, we know what crazy means, bitch. You too crazy to face your own motherfucking mirror. Most of you dealing with shame, fucking guilt, you still running. That's why you can't face the generation that came out of your motherfucking nuts. I ain't got nothing to blame. I'm just speaking the reality because my generation ain't going to speak the same language that you speak. It's your generation, honey, from the 40s and the 50s that run up in the church. I ain't say it was no right or wrong in that. I'm talking about the energy that's running through your motherfucking ass, honey. But that's what this world been taught to do. Everything that we picked up, honey, that's all the fuck the world can give to you. Remember that, family alike, and to those who come into your life, the world ain't going to say nothing to you but what the fuck it picked up, and that ain't accurate, it ain't sufficient, it ain't your soul, and it ain't none of your business. Hello? What we going to do with a nigga who's saying the same shit we already fucking picked up and been conditioned to? Do it look like a world can get anywhere like that? No, bitches call a bunch of fucking robots and zombies walking around that been led by what another nigga told us what the fuck to do. Do it sit right that we give our kids away 5 days a week? No, fuck out of here. That shit don't match with a God or a Jesus that you fucking call on, because that ain't my brother's motherfucking story. Bitch, do it look like Jesus would encourage you to give your fucking kids away? I'm talking about those who call on my goddamn brother. No, you're full of shit. What you worship, bitch, is a trick by an evil God that got you manipulated on this goddamn surface, and it ain't got nothing to do with the fucking higher creator of all fucking creators. That part, man, I'm lit. And took that goddamn shrooms too. I'm fucking lit. Ain't nobody calling in tonight. Yeah, I thought so. God damn it, I thought so. But again, I speak a peace of mind to you because that's what you need to have a passion that I have, honey. Oh, look. Caller number one in queue. Wow. Caller number
peace
one.
And,
welcome.
Please, peace and blessings, my sister.
Oh, shit. Mother Bessie, I love you, girl. Thank you for calling in, great mother.
Hi, my sister. How you doing? You teaching. You know, I wanted to tell you in a short experience what I had. I was a Seventh-day Adventist, about 11 years, right? And when I went in the church, they called the new people babes. So when I went in the church, I was learning so fast that I would get evil looks. The elders was like, I've been here 30 years. Why she know that? And I just couldn't believe the treatment I got because of the way I was learning. And I started studying outside the church. And when I would speak on the things that was outside, they didn't like that. They only wanted me to speak from the Bible itself. But I believe that the Most High gave us thousands of books. And I believe that nobody on this planet has the ultimate truth. Out of all these religions, every one of them say, I got the truth. And when I found out that the same church taught, thou shalt not kill, and they were having abortions in their main hospital, I was done. Because I felt like they was a liar. Like many of the pastors today, they lie and say that they're serving God and they treat people bad. This is my experience. I went to church. I was treated bad because I wanted to learn about the Creator. And I started learning more than them. And I was disliked for it. So I just wanted to tell you that I love your words. And get on
them. I love you too, girl.
Get on them. You hear me?
Stay
on them.
I love you too, Mother Bessie.
Thank
you for calling in.
All right. I love you.
Oh, thank you, Mother Bessie, for calling in. Thank you all, man. Bear with me, man. I just got to smile real quick. Man, hell, bitch, it's good to smile. Shit, smile, nigga. I want everybody to take about 5 seconds and just smile with Jesus tonight. Shit, I'm sending this room energy through the screen. Y'all over here, too. All y'all so-called 4 million niggas. Just smile. Moment of silence. Smile. Thank you, brother. Oh, I just want them to smile real quick. Bitch, you know you need it. Everybody need to be smiling right now. Yeah, the fuck we do, ho. Because we be crying by midnight when the forces come. Yo, so anyway, back to your ass. Peace of mind. You ain't slick. I ain't forget about what the fuck I was saying. I'm laughing, but I ain't forget my goddamn message. Shit. So anyway, peace of mind, man. Peace of mind. I was talking shit. But I was talking good shit. I was talking the motherfucking truth. And speaking up for us who have come into our awakening, y'all stop laughing. Because y'all right now, can we stop laughing? Moment of silence over. Somebody go tag Kim. You know what I'm saying? See what you did to me. Oh, I had to fight all my life. Okay. I'm back. See, I made all the people. Well, some of you probably like, that ain't even funny, Jesus. That ain't even funny. Jesus. You know it's 10 bitches in the back like, ain't nothing even funny. I wish he go ahead with the message. You know it's always a few of them niggas around. They don't think it's funny. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, one love to everybody who is smiling, man. He said, smiling over here with you and the family. That's what's up. I'm waiting on the shroom, nigga, now. That's what's up. Uh-huh, get your shrooms. Holla at Jesus. I get you right with my bro. Get you. Hey, y'all over there in Nigeria, get you some shrooms. You can get you some shrooms, too, with your kumbaya asses over there. Yep, you know how they be beating on the drums. Y'all need to take some shrooms too. You got your titties out over there dancing and shaking and shit. Take some shrooms. Y'all two over there in Nigeria. Gonna do a body good. Great love to everybody. Thanks for joining me. Everybody is smiling right now. Cool, bitch. Get your shrooms, nigga. So anyway, back to you niggas who calling us crazy. I'm just speaking on our behalf. Because you do have so much to say, you know the saying to the Christian family, you point a finger, bitch. You got two coming back at you, so it's your motherfucking turn. You see what I'm saying? And I come to speak for the light. So what? I use what's called curse words. Ain't nobody tell you to believe in that shit, bitch. Somebody told you that was a curse word. Ain't nobody the damned. If ain't nobody sick and evil on your ass and speaking about the damned and cursing you as far as the damned, bitch, ain't no such thing as no motherfucking curse words, ho. I'm going to say it again. I say it all the time. So what? Especially to the enlightened family, you I am Ashe motherfuckers. Hold up, ho. You exposing the government, you exposing truth. But all of a sudden, bitch, you still got a problem with the word, bitch. You funny-ass niggas sitting on the goddamn fence. They be eye-shaying you all motherfucking day round here. Talk about turmeric and all type of shit. Soon as you say the word, bitch, all of a sudden, these bitches fall right back into that operational mindfuck and believe that, ooh, that's a female dog. Hold up, Hope. I got a mind of my own, bitch. That's a part of your conditioning. I don't care if you chose to believe that the word bitch is a female dog. That's personal, bro. Like, that's in your mind. That's your belief. You chose to believe that. You don't rub that shit off on me. Again, I just like the word bitch, ho. I ain't that serious like you niggas because someone is helping you to think of a motherfucking word that you choose to believe in. Now I'm fucked up because you believe in some shit that I don't. All right, see? See, you niggas don't think of shit like that. Yo, to everybody, what's in your head, it don't mean that it's in my motherfucking head. What's in your head don't mean your mama gonna listen to you. What's in your head don't mean that niggas on the job gonna listen to you. It's your head, motherfucker. Yo, look, bitch, head, your head. It's attached to your neck, your shoulders, your dick size, your bra size, your legs, your feet, bitch. It, your head belongs to you, motherfucker. It don't have nothing to do with Jesus, bitch. See, that's another problem on this planet. Just because it's in your motherfucking head. You know the only time this shit works out is when we agree, bitch. When people feel the same way. You see what I'm saying? That's when it works, motherfucker. When we feel the same way about the same shit, ho. You see what I'm saying? So when I say something that's in my head, right, and I say it to you and it's not in your head, bitch, it just ain't for you, ho. Shit, real simple, it ain't for you. No, in this world, our mamas, our grandmamas, everybody been taught to have an attitude, get mad, get angry, be disappointed, because what's in your head is not in another nigga head. That's another mind fuck of the human psychological state. That comes with human expectations. Oh, Lord. So because of what, this is why motherfuckers think you crazy. Because what many of you were taught, you're being delivered from that. And now you're coming into your heart, right? See, people, that they didn't get there yet. They didn't get there yet. See, you came into your heart, or you're coming more into your heart, right? Many people still functioning off more than what you were of what they picked up. So see how the world did? Everything that we picked up is nothing but fucking chaos. See how we respond to each other based on what we picked up from the world? It's nothing but chaos. It caused separation because of how we was programmed. This shit's so fucked up. Mankind did such a number on the human family. This is why people get mad. They get mad and angry at you. People get bent. Y'all know people get bent out of shape, almost having panic attacks because they cannot control you. For Christ's sakes, the Bible don't even speak of you. King David in Proverbs teaches you about this shit. Proverbs alone, are you kidding me, teaches you about this in the Christian family, not all, in the Christian family, and some of you funny ass motherfuckers, the Bible actually teaches this. There's nothing wrong with the book of Proverbs. It sets the entire human civilization up to come before God, or to come before the Spirit. King David and Solomon, who wrote the book of Proverbs and wrote the book of Psalms, what David is doing is putting the whole world in position to come before the Spirit. David breaks down the entire house. He breaks down the community. He tells you about the silly woman. He tells you about the child, the children, how she don't take care of the women. He tells you how the woman, she's controlled by the enemy, so the man is up on the rooftop. That comes from a silly woman that's following the enemy and don't understand how to be one with a man. So he up on the rooftop because we let our mouth fix everything. David teaches you, provoke ye not the child. Lead the child in the way they should go. If you lead the child into the light inside of them, you now we know you don't lead a child into the way of the world. You don't throw the child into the systems of the world. You lead the child into the gateway within its heart, into the light within its heart, not outside of itself, but within itself. That go back to Exodus, the book of Moses, which is my generation back any fucking way. The book of Moses teaches you about government, about the church, about the systems of the world. In that book, I don't give a fuck how much y'all say that book is filtered. Bitch, bye. The book is powerful enough for the world to walk upright on the surface, period. I know, because I'm Mother 13 Bloodlines, motherfucker. I'm going to represent David. I'm going to represent Noah. I'm going to represent Sarah's children. Sarah's, the world call her fucking Mary. But her name is Sarah's, my nigga. I'm going to talk about this. Bitch, it's the book of Revelation to the church family. Don't get me started. I'd advise you, even in life, fam, you better go read Revelation, bitch. We are living through it. Don't get me motherfucking started. What you can't do is call on the God and call on the Jesus. Don't think a nigga like me and flush your blood ain't gonna back that shit up. I'm not saying this for you to believe me, bitch. I'm getting this shit. I'm speaking to your heart. I don't need your human brain, bitch, to receive me. No, I don't. Once you started listening to my motherfucking message, it was a wrap. I'm speaking to your DNA. That's something you need to, you can't Google that. I speak into your soul. Maybe you should get to know it. I speak into your motherfucking subconscious. Hey, hey, that ain't something you can Google. Your boy Jesus, you call on, know about that. This God that you call on, know about all of what I just called, because that's how you was motherfucking created. Your DNA come from what you call God. Huh? Your soul come from what called God. It's going to return back to what the fuck you call God. Okay, okay, okay. That is all a part of our being on the planet. See, the world don't teach us that, but we call on the God, honey, and on the Jesus. Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. You, let me tell you something about Jesus. You must be out of your motherfucking mind. And you think today's day, motherfucker, we ain't walking on this planet and then pass that boy twice. I don't know why the Christian family think we crazy, bitch, by. The Bible told you that boy said we would do greater works than him. What the fuck is your problem? You don't think that. See, Christian family run from all that shit. That's why you full of shit. You full of shit. Because when y'all motherfuckers get confronted, you got to bring up an excuse because I'm using what's called a cuss word. Yeah, I thought so, bitch. I thought so. But you call on God and Jesus all the fuck. Yeah, I fucking thought so. I thought so. Now, all I'm doing is repeating your shit, your scripture, back to you. You run your fucking mouth so much about goddamn Jesus and what's called God. Please, if somebody bring it back and confront you and you don't want to think further, when somebody is confronting you about the same motherfucking scripture that you want to scream in my generation face, bitch, you ain't know we came back more improved than what your ass is, honey. We was going to speak the scripture for real. Bitch, we got scripture that ain't in that book that's still truth to the world. Quiet as kept. Didn't that Bible tell you to seek God's face? That means you go outside the book. Hello, you got the whole earth to seek God in. Please. Paul told you that in the back of the Bible. Ain't no motherfucking excuse. Honey, bye. When Paul spoke about in the back of the Bible, ain't no motherfucking, that's Hebrews, honey, and Romans, honey. When Paul spoke in Romans, he said that there is no excuse because of the grass that grows and because of the tree that comes through the surface of the motherfucking ground. That right there is evidence that there is a higher power, honey, that man cannot fucking create. Yet, the way that the world look at us is based on what the fuck they picked up from mankind, and you mean to tell me we crazy? Did you catch that? Some of them calling us crazy, going to come back for advice. Hello. Damn, I'm getting tired tongue watching you. Nope, they'd be like, let me ask Bishop. Oh, yo, I'm glad. Yo, girl, what you say? So let us say something. They'd be like, Pastor, but Pastor said, well, my bishop didn't say that, bitch. So your bishop breathed breath just like me. Your bishop got to put on his shirt just like Chris. Your bishop got to walk the earth just like me. You mean to tell me that's the only nigga on the fucking planet that you would believe? See, the curse of God don't work like that, bitch. That's a curse. Fuck wrong with you. Fuck out of here. And my nigga Jesus don't function like that either. You niggas got me fucking around and your ass trapped in the spell. I'll be the first nigga to help your motherfucking ass when this rapture hit. Your God told you about the motherfucking rapture. Get ready. I'll be the first nigga that's going to help your ass. You'll be calling on Jesus. You're going to see me, motherfuckers. That's who the fuck you going to see. It's me. My brother ain't here, bitch. I'm here, motherfucker, in flesh, my nigga. That nigga probably too tired any goddamn way. Your motherfuckers calling on him for every goddamn thing, won't even think for your goddamn self. Jesus probably tired of you motherfuckers. Damn, you niggas don't even want to think for yourself. I'm talking to the church family who believe this nigga was actually on a fucking cross, who believe this nigga is the only nigga into eternal life. You mean to tell me God created all of you and the only way back to God is through another nigga? Fuck out of here. So then why would you pray to a God, motherfucker? You believe one nigga? Bitch, is you stupid? Would you do that, bitch? Would you come to earth and die for millions of niggas? That shit don't even sound right, motherfucker. You choose to believe that shit, bitch, because you want to run from your true motherfucking demons in your own goddamn mirror using that shit as a goddamn crutch. Bitch, you manipulate your goddamn self. It's an eye for an eye down here, ho. Please. Caller number two. Oh, welcome to the Jesus Show tonight, honey. Oh, Lord. Who is this?
Oh, my goodness. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, yes. I had to definitely chime in because I'm so tired of having this conversation with people. And then it's like, you know, I'm on Clubhouse now. I don't know if y'all had a chance to, we had an opportunity to check it out on Poetic Jews on Clubhouse as well. But Clubhouse, like, they have all these forums. People get an opportunity to just talk about whatever you want to talk about. You know, you got plenty of people in the room just listening to what you have to say. And everybody right now is like, you know, the problem with black people are trying to find a way to what is the end of racism. And I'm just like, first of all, you got to look inside yourself. And we got to go back a little bit further than what y'all keep talking about. We keep on reiterating this story about a slave ship. What the fuck do I look like? Like, on
it's
like
a million years later, these niggas still talking about this shit.
Right, our five senses count for something, and what I feel on the inside is the only truth that I know. And everything tells me I'm too strong to have to send it from somebody that just that doesn't make sense. If it doesn't make sense to you, then it's not real. Why in the hell would this only, why would it be one white dude, even if you want to consider him, you know, if you want to think about Jesus in a black way, it wasn't presented to us that way. But if you want, which I try to be that way, I think there is some truth to the Bible, even though people done taught and did what they wanted to do, and it's still sacred. I am not religious. But for me to sit up and believe that only one, you, why would God, what kind of God is that? Y'all really downplaying and minimizing the shit out of God. Y'all really playing him. Like, why would he send one dude, one white dude, to say that the story doesn't even make sense? Like, how about we think about it like more of like a story of allegory and start to apply that to our lives? Because I definitely done been dragged, crucified, done died, done been reborn. All of that done happened to me. My name is not Jesus. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to just add that because, you know, you're cooking with grease right now. You on a profit, so I just had to add that in there. No doubt.
Thank you. Thank you so much, sister, for calling in. Thank you, girl. Thank you, girl. God bless you and your children and your family. Thank you for your time listening. Thank you for everybody's time listening. Oh, they ain't calling in much tonight, honey. Hickory, let me read some of the response. Said yes. They love slave culture. For some reason, they still teach these children the same shit we was taught in grade school. Yeah, it's even dumber now. You can't even really comprehend a sentence on a worksheet. Like, oh, my God, how they sedating the children, man. And that's why many of us are speaking now. Everybody don't have their children out of school. But a lot of people are awakening on their own. Mothers, you know what I'm saying, are awakening. They're coming more into their heart.
they're being more delivered from the ways of the world. So a lot of women, mothers, fathers, want to disconnect their children from the deeducation system, but it's going to take some of us some time. Everything is a process, but that's right. Bring your babies on close to us. Man, please. That's another way to have peace of mind to us women. Yes, it is, and I live an example like many other women on the planet. You see what I'm saying? And it was a process for me. It was a calling that was on my heart. And what the calling on my heart was the true divine wombdom in me as I still am peeling off this matrix like everybody else. You see what I'm saying? It's like, yo, the true divine connection came. A peace of mind came to me when I brought my children out of the education system and was actually effective in their life. Like, I should be with my children all the day long. Why are you? I had to ask myself that because my heart was speaking to me. My heart was giving me the system that was installed into me. You see what I'm saying? My heart was giving me a gospel that would break all curses of my family, that would break the spirit of anxiety, honey. See, the spirit was saying, my heart as in spirit was saying to me, you got to bring your children. You're not taking care of your children. That's part of why I didn't have no peace of mind. It didn't sit right. It was stress. That became normal to me. I became more carnal because I was not effective and did not have my children with me, sending them into all types of energy with no connection, no divine connection to my children. It was stress. It wasn't my heart. Let me tell you something. It was stress, yo. It don't sit right. That was my mind. My mind was attached more to the operational mind fuck. My mind was attached to what is normal to the world. My mind was attached to following the monkey. My mind was attached to not being real with myself. My mind was attached to following the world, which on the inside I was broken. On the inside I was being fake. On the inside I was wearing a mask in front of my own fucking children, for Christ's sake. Like, I'm waking you up out of your sleep right there. That's fucking stress to the nervous system. I'm giving you away. That's stress to the woman. That's a disconnection from my own womb for a baby that I carried. You see what I'm saying? Like, automatically, like, I had to come to know, like, yo, bitch, you turned into the enemy. Like, you don't want your kids. No, you don't. You're lacking love in your ass. You don't want your children. Chris, this is not love. You don't even feel right. I'm going to keep saying the same goddamn message over and over and over again, over and over and over again, over and over and over again. Motherfuckers died, bitch, for a message like this to come out. Motherfuckers suffered in their goddamn mind and went to mental health and was tormented in their mind in this lifetime and left this goddamn world without hearing this goddamn message. I'm going to say this shit. It's children right now, motherfucker. Some of them sitting in your house right now. They need a nigga like me to speak this. These children, they need you, honey. They need you on a level that you don't even fucking know yourself yet, honey. They need a substance that's inside of you that you ain't me yet. But I'm going to tell you ahead of time, before you meet it, honey, it's profound. It's beyond this world. It is beyond what we have been conditioned into. A fucking, it's called love, the power of evolution, the power of benevolence, the power of glory and triumph within the humanoid on this goddamn surface. It's the power of unity, the power of laughter, the power of liberation when it comes to these children, when it comes to you and your children, you and your grandchildren, honey. Huh? While motherfuckers calling us crazy, you need to follow your heart, honey. That's where it's at. All them people call you crazy, don't want to be bothered, don't understand you. Oh, honey, please, honey, they is going through way more hell and high water than what you would ever be experiencing, honey. That ain't nothing but somebody running from themselves. The truth that they even talking like that to someone. That's automatically, they have turned from their own mirror and they are only again functioning from the ways of the world, honey. That come from another motherfucker. That ain't got nothing to do with God. It ain't got nothing to do with any nigga they call on in the motherfucking sky. Because remember, it come from the way of the world. But what you fucking with, coming from what you was born with, honey, can't nobody compete with that. And dark forces going to keep tormenting people's minds as long as they don't make a choice to have a peace of mind. They so busy looking at our ass, calling us crazy. Ain't no way you got a peace of mind talking and looking at us like that because you ain't saying much. God is of substance.
of knowledge, of intelligence. Something many of us don't use because we still operating, honey, off of the energy of another motherfucker that done pumped fear into all of us, honey. It's called your federal goddamn government. Pumped fear into us, honey. Got you wrapped around this motherfucking finger. What would God do? Don't run that bullshit to me, bitch. Tell my God made the government. You a goddamn fool. You's a motherfucking lie, bitch. Go back in the prayer. Fuck wrong with you? You better know who you praying to. Sound like who the fuck are you praying to? That's tricky, too. You could pray all the fuck you want to. You better know what you're praying to. Your God ain't the only nigga in the sky. It's a lot of forces out there that can sound like God. Yeah, I thought so. You think God the only nigga in the sky. Don't forget, you niggas sound like a broken fucking record. Always talking about the devil. You blame the devil for every goddamn thing, you motherfucker. Oh, next caller. Oh, oops. Hold up. Life's new for again, bitch.
Wow, wow, wow. What in the world did I walk in?
Wow, wow.
Today? Yeah, it's Will of God, baby, and you, Will of God, how you living?
What's your name? Where you calling from? Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's your true friend, Will of God, baby. You already know.
For all of that, huh? Thank you for calling in, honey.
And you are,
Woo!
You making people have fish sticks without the ketchup. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy. It's dry too. Fish sticks with no ketchup.
Yeah.
Oh, that's disrespectful.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You throwing salt on there, but they don't understand the salt, you know, it can really taste better. You know what I'm saying? But some of them like, oh, man, damn. Because sometimes you can get, you know, the cheap fish sticks. You get the good old fish sticks like Gordon's. I got the Gordon's.
The freak. I know. Don't he sound like the Quiet Storm, girl? You sound like the Quiet Storm, nigga. Shit, you all smooth talking. Tell me something good.
Well, the
nigga
thing
sound
is,
like
the
Quiet
me
Storm.
Going crazy. The thing that got me crazy, right, because I'm listening, and I just got finished hearing somebody just say, just a few minutes ago, saying, you know what? We moving into new levels with new devils. And I said, damn, wait a minute. So I said, wait a minute. How is these people supposed to be out here now since everybody dying? And all the real old school, people that love God, they know how to pray. But the new ones, they're like, all right, this is what we're going to do today. Like, what? It's Sunday, right? We're going to go to church and we're going to watch it on TV for half an hour. And then after that, everybody go do whatever you want. We're going to go see a movie. We're going to go, smoke some weed. We're going to go do whatever we want. After you watch church for at least a half an hour, okay? We got to at least get a half an hour in. Now, remember, you can go to the bathroom because they won't have commercials. So don't worry about it. You ain't got to sit there and get, full scholarships no more. You can just be a winner. Here's a chicken dinner. And now these demons is out here like, yeah, they're so stupid. They don't know how to defeat the system. Patience, prayer, fasting, trusting and believing that you can succeed. Right now, everybody walk around like they're a failure. So when you drop the knowledge on these people that's listening, they're like, well, she's saying it's so hardcore and it's so raw. Trust me, it's going to get worse than that, people. So you better listen. And don't take things like a grain of salt. Take it like it's a chicken egg. You know what I mean? What came first, the chicken or the egg? And after you figure that one out, that's your boy.
Man, thank you so much, man, for bringing all of that, honey. I appreciate you calling in. I love you. And thank you. So, in
in saying that, thanks to everybody who called in tonight. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate it, Dad, honey, with your smooth operator. Sound like motherfucking Quiet Storm out this motherfucker, like you about to play some Barry White or some goddamn Teddy Pendergrass down this motherfucker. So thank you for calling in. Much love to you all, man. Ooh, tonight is so giggly, ain't it? Ooh, that helped the human heart, honey. Ooh, it helped the human heart. Shit, bitch, at least I made you niggas laugh. Uh-huh, some of your friends, some of you got lovers right now. Uh-huh, you want to cry, don't you, bitch? So give me my props for making you laugh. Uh-huh, because when you get off my live and go back to that lover you got, uh-huh, you ain't going to be laughing. Then let me remind you, leave niggas the fuck alone. Uh-huh, I don't play with us, bitch, Truman or not, ho. Uh-huh, let me remind you, don't forget about your shit when you get the fuck off this goddamn video. Oh, that's right, I done turned me into Jesus. Oh, shit, this is Jesus show. Uh-oh, excuse me, let me get back to a peace of mind. Back to a peace of mind. That's gonna give you a peace of mind too. Uh-huh, sure is. Yep. Get your laugh on, honey. It should help you. Uh-huh. Laugh, girl. Laugh to my brother. So when you get off the phone, you can leave that nigga alone you're stuck with. Uh-huh. Don't forget. Peace of mind, niggas. Peace of mind. Yep. Peace of mind. No more callers, huh? Oh, I figured it was another caller. Y'all don't want to call in tonight? Whatever. Mm-hmm. All right. But again, I was speaking about a peace of mind, and where I was leading to is our evolution. The evolution that is being demonstrated on this planet that has been so foreign to the world. So foreign to the world. And do your shit, man. People are again going to call us crazy. It's because they do not understand. And people will call us crazy. They have a whole list from here to Africa of why we crazy. Because the enemy have already. You said, what's the number? Oh, shit. Shit. The number is 516. Call in live out of Nigeria. The number is, 516. Hold on. 516.
That's okay. I got you. I got you back. There you go.
916.
There you go. Okay. There you go. 516. 3913. All you guys out there calling to Jesus, call now. Just stop listening and call in and support your sister. You right.
I know. That's right. Call in and support Jesus. Come on, y'all. Thank you, Amici. Thank you, baby. Thank you. Oh, shit. Y'all go call in. Come on, TT. Or TG, come on, girl. Uh-huh, help us get these people back to a peace of mind. Mm-hmm. But literally, I'm serious when I speak about a peace of mind. It's what we need. It really is. And we need a peace of mind, uh-huh, because we got family members that think we crazy and want to take us through changes, want to talk about us, want to say things to our children when we're not around about our beliefs. That's happening a lot as well. Things are being said to our children because of our beliefs, and that's confusing to our children. So you want to talk to your children about that as well. That's why a lot of people just staying away from their family members who do not agree with them, because it's to the point where family is wanting to get our children taken away from us. You see what I'm saying? Does a peace of mind bring a peace of heart? Yes. A peace of mind comes from the heart. When we have a deeper relationship with our heart, the new heart that's inside of us? Yes. That's where the mind is, the real mind. The first mind is the heart, the human heart. And the human heart is to actually guide the mind. You motherfuckers who think we crazy should try it. But yet, it's been reversed. We was led through our mind, and that play a part with all the bondage, the shame, the guilt, the belief systems. You see what I'm saying? So, yes, Cordarius, a peace of mind brings the heart, brings a peace of heart. Okay, caller number 4 in queue. What's your name and where you calling? Oh, somebody about to donate tonight. My hand itching, please do, with all that laughing.
Jesus, how you doing this evening? This is Terry Strang.
Hi, Terry. Hey, baby, how you doing? Shout out to O&E. Hey.
Yes, I'm doing okay. I'm really enjoying your show tonight. And I just want to make some comments about what I hear you saying, or what I think I hear you saying, is that people out here with all this mess that's going on, we need to really question our beliefs. You know what I'm saying? There's too much accepting anything that's been given to us and not going inward and finding our own belief and our own purpose. And I get to more about what organized religion does to a lot of us. You know what I'm saying? It causes us a lot of problems. A lot of us mean well, but it invariably causes a lot of problems because it pulls us away from our own purpose. You know, we always got to follow the group instead of following ourselves. So I think that's what I hear you saying, and I just want to hear you comment on if I'm listening to that correctly. But I definitely appreciate what you're saying, and this topic needs to be talked about more. Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Terrence, for calling in. 100, my brother, much love to you and your family. These sweaty-ass titties. Man. Oh, no. Shit. Excuse me. Oops. Anyway, hey, my titties sweat. Listen, you can't speak about it and your titties start sweating. Hell, I got titties, motherfucker. Ain't like they missing, bitch. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, whatever. I got sweaty titties tonight. Whatever. Fucking stupid shit. Yo, it's been a long night. Brother, oh, we ain't done yet.
Listen. It's all good. And of course, all the folks out there that listen on the constant basis want to thank you guys for listening to, you know, Jesus. You know, she's you on some other level tonight, man, and you're having fun, and that's cool. Because a lot of times, man, you know, you can talk serious and have fun while you're doing it. And of course, tomorrow night, I'll be back on with my wonderful Dynamic Soul Review. You know what I mean? So, you know, check out your DJ. You know what I mean? Tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern, standard time on these stations. And, of course, Seven Nation has advertising to ONE, which is Ola Deli and Ngozi Enterprise, reaches, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime One at bevnet.com. We're Ngozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Ola Deli and Ngozi at Pinterest, Google+. Ola Deli Malay, we're Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page. She's just the one that pleases, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio, established 2013. And any comments, suggestions, or wonderful programming tonight? Oh, late day, late. Dot goes with mine, gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Deli Malay, when goes. He's saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis, like she's always do. Listen, you want to learn how this game is done? I got a master class, $99.99. Learn. You know, we're here to teach you. If you want to be a CEO, want to be a, you know, a podcaster, I got you. You know what I'm saying? You know, also follow me on TikTok. That's right. You know what I mean? Old hands on TikTok. Also, we're also on Pinterest. You know what I mean? So now back to Christine. She's his pal. Girl, you got 2 minutes left to go in the program. Let's get it.
Ooh, I just want to say thank you for joining me, honey. Thank you for your time. Much peace to you all, wisdom to you all. Shall you seek further than what you have already been shown in this world? There's so much more for all of us to know beyond what we have been told. Shout out to 2.6 billion children of the world and all my brothers and sisters locked down. Peace. Good night. Jesus.